Blog Talk Radio.
Life is about evolving and growing, elevating, constant growth, like green leaves. I dedicate this to the children. Yeah.
Mama told me a wise man leaves and never takes shorts to follow. And what's done right here in the here and now always affects tomorrow. It's like cause and effect, simple mathematics, like 1 + 1 = 2. See the bed that we make, that's where we got to lay. So be wise of the path we choose and keep growing, yeah.
Hello everyone, thank you for listening to Amber's Radio. I am Keith, and today I will be discussing with you about something very profound that I've been aware of in the calling of Chocolate Amber. I pulled from a great book I'm reading by John Miguel Lee.
Got to see it, to talk it, you got to be it. There's no ifs, no ands, or buts. If you claim it, you can obtain it. What was made shall be, and that's the law of the universe.
That's the universal law.
Channel your light, use insight, and remember you're a precious gift.
We are precious.
Thank the good with the bad, the tears with the laughs, and always be positive and keep growing.
There's always sunshine after the rain, right? Hey, sister girl, my brother on the corner. Yeah, you. Gonna be all right. You gotta keep growing. Like green leaves.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into Hanson and Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Keith. And today I will be discussing with you about something very profound that I became aware of in recalling my childhood memories that I pulled from a book, from a great book that I'm reading by Don Miguel Ruiz, The Voice of Knowledge. I had to come on and share this with you guys because I was so excited about becoming awakened to the things that happened in our childhood. You know, have you ever thought what happened to me? What type of conditioning took place? So this is actually just a little lesson that I learned in this great book, and I just wanted to come on today and share with you guys. So again, the book is called The Voice of Knowledge by Don Miguel Ruiz. Don Miguel is a New York Best Time Selling author who is best known for his book, The Four Agreements. I personally read The Four Agreements about a year ago, and it was a great book. If you now have not read The Four Agreements, it's a great book. It's just pretty much talking about these four agreements that are being impeccable with your word, always doing your best, and I can't think of the other two right off, but The Four Agreements is a great book, and that's what pretty much got me started with Don Miguel Ruiz's work. After reading The Four Agreements, I wanted to know more about some of his work. So Mastery of Love is also another great book by Don Miguel Ruiz as well. But tonight I'll be sharing with you some information out of The Voice of Knowledge. All of his work seems to awaken many things inside me that seem to lie dormant. And that's why I can appreciate Don Miguel's work. But today, Don Miguel goes in depth. He goes in depth about the lie of our imperfection, our childhood memories recalled. As Don Miguel states in the book, he says, as little children, we are completely authentic. We never pretend to be what we are not. Our tendency is to play and explore, to live in the moment, to enjoy life. Nobody teaches us to be that way. We're just born that way. This is our true nature before we can even speak. That is so true. I mean, just recalling some of my childhood memories, I was just having a conversation with one of my childhood friends just on yesterday, and we were discussing the how we could get, like, our toys, and we can just bring our toys to life and just have great imagination, you know, with our toys. We could use our imagination so freely, and we used to have we used to just do different things, like we used to play school and just go explore. You know, it's like it was curiosity in everything, and I just remember that so freely. And you know, when we become adults, we seem to get disconnected from that. So with this knowledge here, it's just great to pretty much awaken yourself to some of the things that in recalling our childhood memories. So the second point that Don Miguel makes in the book is when the human mind is mature enough for abstract concepts, we learn to qualify everything, right or wrong, good or bad, beautiful or ugly. We create a story, what we should be. We put our faith in the story, and the story becomes the truth for us. Now, I know you guys have heard about, you know, I am not my story. And I guess we pretty much live our lives going about pretty much living other people's story or what people want us to be or what we should be. But it's actually great. I'm actually going to read some information from the book to you guys to actually pretty much get an idea on what he speaks about a little in depth on that. And it goes, I continue to explore my childhood memories, and I discovered that something happens to all of us. What happens? Well, knowledge happens. I can remember starting to learn words. I learned the names of every object I perceive. I learn a language, which is great. Now I could use words to ask for what I want. Months later, or maybe years later, my mind is mature enough for abstract concepts. With these concepts, something incredible happens. I start to create stories by qualifying everything. What is right, what is wrong, what I should be, what I shouldn't be, what is good, what is bad, what is beautiful or ugly. I learn from my parents not just what to say, but what to do. I learn what they say not just to be, but what they say about other people. I learn how to interact. I copy everything I see. I see my father, very powerful with his strong opinions, and I want to be like him. I can hardly wait to grow up to have an opinion of my own. So how many of us pretty much grown up and wanted to have an opinion on our own? We couldn't wait to grow up. You know, it was just something that we wanted because we just wanted to go about living our own life and doing our own thing because we felt, I felt trapped in what my parents expected of me, and I wanted to hurry up and get out of that. So it goes on to say, when I finally understand the language, almost everybody begins to tell me what I am. The way I learn about myself is by hearing the opinions of the storytellers around me. My mother creates an image of me based on what she believes I am. She tells me what I am, and I believe her. Then my father tells me what I am, and it's something completely different, but I agree with him too. Of course, each of my brothers and sisters has their opinions of me, and I agree with them also. Surely they know more than I do, even though I'm the one who lives in this physical body. None of this makes sense, but I'm having fun. Then I go to school, and the teacher tells me what I am, which is still okay until she tells me what I should be, but I am not. I agree, and the problem begins in that moment. I hear the teacher say, children, you need to work hard to become somebody, to be successful in life. The world is divided into winners and losers, and you are here to prepare yourself to become a winner. If you work hard, perhaps you will be a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer. My teacher tells me stories about all of the past presidents and what they did when they were children. Of course, all of the heroes are winners. I am a child. I am innocent. I learned the concept of winner. I agree that I should become a winner, and that's it. The agreement is stored in my memory. So how many of you guys can relate to that? You know, it's like we pretty much got a map about how it should be in the world. Things should be this way, and you need to do this in order to be this, and you need to become this. Or, you know, I see a lot in sports. It's real big in sports where the parent pretty much teaches the child at an early age to, you know, prepare them. I mean, just pretty much put them in the little leagues, and then he goes just pretty much living his whole life training to become a pro football player. Is this the dream for him, or is this the dream for the parent? So a lot of times, you know, the kids, they do want that as well, but a lot of times, you know, it's not even our dream. It's not even our story. You know, we're just trying to conform to what our parents want for us, or what the people, the storytellers, as they stated in the book around us, want for us, and it's not our own. So, you know, I know for me, I remember everyone telling me what I should and shouldn't be, mainly my mother giving me a guideline on society standards. She would always reinforce what a man is supposed to be in society. And when I would just be myself, I seemed to always pretty much get in trouble. I can't recall on what I wanted to be when I was coming up. I just pretty much loved to go with the flow and to see where, you know what, no, I take that back. I wanted to be a teacher when I grew up. Wow, I'm just really having a moment now because I'm just reflecting back, and I actually did want to be a teacher, but I tried to, in the process of doing that, I tried to just become, my mother, she never really told me what I should be. She just pretty much, she let me pretty much figure out what I wanted to be. No, she never really asked me what I wanted to be, but I remember I wanted to be a psychologist. I was all over the place pretty much. That's what I'm trying to get at. I was all over the place. I really didn't have a set thing or what I wanted to be. But my mother did do a good job of telling me or pulling me back in when I was off course due to society standards. So, you know, just to be a winner, you know, what is a winner really? And I mean, sometimes don't we have to lose in order to win? So that's just one of the things that I wanted to bring to your attention. So a third thing that he states in the book is behind all of the messages that we hear as children are the silent messages that were never said, but that we can understand. It's not okay to be me. I'm not good enough. The moment we agree, we stop being ourselves and we start pretending to be what we are not, just to please other people, just to fit an image that they create for us according to their story. So that's what I mean by, you know, when we come up, is it really our story? That are we pretty much living our own dream, or do we even know how to live our own dream? And I guess that's what it was for me. I didn't really understand how to live my own dream because I was too busy trying to be a good boy. Not to disappoint my parents and my teachers, so I pretty much didn't know. But in the book, it states, at home, my parents say, Miguel, you have to behave this way to be a good boy, which means if I don't behave that way, I am not a good boy. They don't say this, but I understand this. You have to do this, this, and that to be a good boy. Then you will get a reward. And if you are not that way, you will be punished. And that's pretty much the same concept with God as well. You know, it's like the, you know, you have to be good, you have to obey, and if you're not, you know, you're going to go to hell. But it goes on to say, oops, I am too small, they are too big, I try to rebel, and I fail, they win. I start pretending to be what I am not to avoid the punishment, but also I get the reward. I have to be what they tell me to be because the reward only goes to the good boys. I remember trying so hard to become what they want me to be just to have the reward of their attention, just to hear them say, Miguel, you're such a good boy. When I don't notice behind all the messages I hear are the silent messages that are never said, but that I understand. I am not the way I should be. It's not okay to be me. If the message is, Miguel, you have to work hard to become somebody, that means right now I am nobody. And just with that, I can just remember, like, in my adult life, you know, you sometimes you feel like you have to work hard to be this or that, and then what you're subconsciously feeling when you don't measure up to what it is that is set out for you. You tend to think that right now I'm nobody, but you're always striving for perfection, but do we ever really reach it? So in a child's mind, the silent messages that I understand is I'm not good enough also. And not just that, I would never be good enough because I am not perfect. I agree. And in that moment, like most of us, I start searching for perfection. Perfectionism is one of my biggest, you know, I try to be perfect in a lot of things when in all actuality, I am not. You know, I tend to put up masks, and perfectionism is a very big one for me. That's how the image of perfectionism is introduced into the mind. This is when I stop being myself and I start pretending to be what I am not. That first lie happens in my first year of school almost right away. Sitting in front of the classroom and seeing my first teacher impressed me deeply. The teacher is a grown-up. Whatever she says must be the truth, just as whatever my father or mother says must be the truth. She is a great teacher who really cares about children, and even though the message I receive is mostly positive, the consequence is a little different. Behind the message is something very subtle. I call it the lie of my imperfection. It is the main lie that I agree to believe about myself, and from that lie, more lies are invented to support it. So with that being said, you know, it's like those agreements that we agree to, the lies that we agree to is pretty much unconsciously, but I realize as much as I want to blame my parents and everything, but I had to come to another understanding that they only taught us the best way that they could teach us. And they taught from what they know, from how life pretty much has flowed for a pretty long time now. So, yeah, that's pretty much how that went. This is where I noticed that in my adulthood, I have a strong need to be perfect and to have the approval of others, to feel validated. This is the lie that I agree to unconsciously that they speak about. So pretty much those lies that they speak about is the need to have approval for others is something that that I pretty much agreed to, because I find myself always trying to seek approval when I don't get it, you know, it's like a whole thing happens with me. And pretty much lost my train of thought. But the lies that we agree to are examples of the beliefs that we subconsciously believe about our story. I'm not good enough. I will never be the way I should be. It's not okay to be who I am. I will never be good enough because I am not perfect. Me not being perfect was one of the personal things that I'm faced with now. And pretty much the whole perfectionism thing, I lived my life not really knowing that I was putting on a front and putting on a mask I always tried to impress my mother. And being that she never told me that I was ever good enough, you know, I tried to always present myself to be good enough to the world. And I was never good enough. Well, so I believed. You know, that's the lie that I believed. And that I'm now waking up to the fact that that lie is not true. So that is very beneficial to me. It's a personal thing that I do. And that's a cost-benefit analysis, and this helps me to, it's pretty much a cost-benefit essay, actually, is an essay that I always write when I'm in blockage about something that weighs me down. It's pretty much weighing out the pros and cons to holding on to certain beliefs. So the belief that I have in my life is how would it help me to think I must always try to be perfect, and how would it hurt me to think I must always be perfect? And this is something that I wrote. I noticed in my life that I put on a huge armor or perfection mechanism of that I must always be perfect. I believe this to be out of fear of being criticized somewhere. I may feel that the pain would be too deep if I am perfect. This would help me because people wouldn't get too close to me to see how imperfect I am. I wouldn't have to deal with my imperfection or character flaws. I won't have to face the heat of how others view me if I am off course. So these are the things that benefit me. These are the benefits into holding on to these beliefs about I'm not perfect. I wouldn't have to deal with the imperfectionism or my character flaws. I wouldn't have to face the heat of how others view me when I'm off course. I don't have to do the hard work of staying on course. I don't have to face the real deep inner work that needs to be done. It's easier to just pretty much shoot the shit. So when I don't face that lie that I believed for so long that I'm perfect, when I don't face that, these are the things that, you know, are pretty much a hindrance to me. But this hurts me because I won't have, if I do hold on to that lie, it hurts me because I won't have the inner work that I need to reach inner peace. And this hurts me because I am not being authentic to the world. With not being authentic, I am lying to myself and others. So that's pretty much just a cost-benefit analysis that I did on the perfectionism, in which, you know, stem from those lies that came from childhood. But this show is just pretty much just to awaken some of the things that may be going on in your childhood. What are some of the beliefs that you find yourself holding on to? How are you becoming aware about the lies you agree to in your story? And I pretty much challenge each and every one of you to align yourself on a higher vibration so that the answers pretty much can flow to you. So I'm actually kind of running out of time on this, but I want you guys to remember that there's belief. The thing about beliefs is, I noticed is that Napoleon Hill once said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. In fact, the mind is such a powerful instrument, it can deliver to you literally everything you want, but you have to believe that what you want is possible. So that's pretty much a quote that I adopted, a new quote that I adopted in my life when it comes to belief. And those beliefs can get tricky too, because if you don't believe that something can happen, 9 times out of 10 it's not going to happen. So for me, I know changing my perspective and believe that it is possible, that it can happen. I've seen many things start to unfold in my personal life. So I just want to pretty much leave you guys with that. And I hope everything that was stated today helped you guys out a little bit. But until next time, always remember, never give up. Keep growing. Thanks.